America Weekend.
I get all worked up and my stomach starts to hurt. I don't know what's the matter with me. I don't feel very well.
I know what's the matter with you.
You do?
Sure. You're in love, Charlie Brown.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Well, time once again for our occasional journey into the wacky world of parenting. Sometimes it's akin to driving through the car wash with the sunroof open. Well, to help guide us, as always, we say hello to Susie Cerrone.
Hello, Ed. How are you? Happy to be with you again.
It's always nice to have Susie in studio. All right, so I brought Susie in for one reason. My son, who is 11, goes to activities night a couple of weeks ago, and that's, I guess, a nice way to say a dance without it being a dance. So he comes home and he tells me and my wife that his friend is seen holding the hands of a girl. So it's the first time we're dealing with this. So we're getting to that point, that's the age, when I guess the opposite sex is no longer icky or disgusting. When does that all happen, and what do you do?
Well, first of all, Ed, I think I love that quote, activities night. You know, you don't have to worry about activities night for too much longer because in my experience, my town did the same thing. They call it teen scene. And in sixth and seventh grade, the kids love teen scene. By eighth grade, they want nothing to do with it. So your shelf life on, quote, activities night is short-lived. I think 11 is a little young to be holding hands. Were there chaperones there?
There were teachers there and no one said anything, not a peep. And that's what scares me a little bit is to put the Dunkin' Donuts coffee down, stop talking to your friend and watch what the kids are doing. It brings up the point that it's going to happen at some point. I think 11 is way too young for this as well. But when it happens, how do you really deal with that? And in your experience with your daughter, when does it all start?
Well, I think we've dodged that bullet so far in my house. When my daughter was about 13 or 14, I wanted to kind of have the talk with her. You know, it's a big deal to have physical contact with someone. I went to the bookstore and I bought a book by Dr. Oz called, I believe it's called You, Becoming a Teen. And I gave her the book and I said, this is yours to keep. You know, look through it. If there's anything you want to talk about, let me know. If you're too embarrassed to bring it up, write it down in a note or give me the book and, you know, fold over a page if there's something you want to talk about, if you're more comfortable doing that. But I'm with you. I think 11 is too young to be holding hands, and shame, shame, shame on those teachers for not saying something or at least giving a look.
I didn't realize Dr. Oz had a book like that. I like that. I remember my father had to talk with me one night after a somewhat uncomfortable episode of Happy Days, but that's a long time ago. But anyway, so the book is a pretty good idea. But when it does start to happen, and when kids start to hang out with each other in that way, a boy and a girl, you know, you can set your own parameters at home about not being alone. You know, you're with us, you're being chaperoned. But what do you do when the other child, when their parents aren't as strict with their parameters? It's very difficult to know if Johnny is going over to hang out with Janie. You're hoping that Janie's parents are going to be home. And what do you do if they're not?
Yeah, that's a good point. When my daughter was in seventh or eighth grade, you know, there's always that girl in school who, you know, does something outrageous and inappropriate. And, you know, you try to make it a teachable moment. No matter if it's a boy or a girl, you know, talk about the incident and really try to strike it, bring it home and say, what do you think of that? I mean, all these people now know this about this girl. What do you think about it? Once they get to be in sixth or seventh grade, if they are going to someone's house, I see nothing wrong with saying to your child, male or female, if you don't know the parents, say, can you get me the parents' phone number? I'd like to speak with them and see if they need chaperones or see if I can bring anything. Use that as the excuse to say, hey, who's going to be there at your party?
That's a really good idea. And there is one thing that happens nowadays that really didn't happen as much when you and I went through this, how boys and girls start to react with each other. Back when, and I don't know if it was different for you, it wasn't really commonplace for just a bunch of boys and girls when they were 11 or 12 to go hang out at the mall and hang out together. It was, oh, you're going out with her or with him if you were seen with each other. At least nowadays, with a social group containing both boys and girls, they can kind of work into these relationships and dealing with one another without that one-on-one stress of the quote-unquote relationship to get things started with.
Yeah, I know in my daughter's case, a lot of times they'll go to a shopping center or a bunch of them will go to the mall and I'll just tell them, stay together, stay in a group. There might be kids from different towns, different areas that you don't know. Don't look for trouble. You know, you've got to keep tabs on your kids. And my daughter, even last week, she said to me, why do you always think I'm up to no good? And I said, because the things that you have now, we didn't have back then. There's such, I mean, the iPhone, I mean, they're constantly on the iPhone, the pictures, the videos, the Snapchat, Vine. I mean, I'm going to be checking up on you. And I don't care if you're 11 or 17. I don't want to give you any extra temptation.
That's a good point. And the technology thing is also a very, very good point. We kidded around on the show once before about how back in the day, to learn the birds and the bees, you would kind of hide behind the tree on the playground and your friend would tell you about the birds and the bees. Nowadays, he takes out his iPhone and he dials up birdsandbees.com and he shows you what's going on. And that could be pretty scary as well. It's always good to have Susie in studio. Where else would we turn for these parenting issues if we didn't have you? So, and it's always nice to have you in studio.
Thanks so much, Ed. Always a pleasure.
Stay with us. More to come. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. When a professional athlete plays an away game in a state other than his own, does he have to pay income taxes to that state for the day he was there? The final verdict after this.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Yes, many cities like Cleveland and Pittsburgh and states like California and Michigan have what's called a jock tax, where they collect around 2% of a visiting athlete's salary for the specific game they played in that location. So, for example, Peyton Manning would pay about $14,000 in taxes to a city or state he visits for one day. And that's the final verdict.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
How can a perfectionist be more productive?
First, strive for excellence, not perfection. Remind yourself that stellar is good enough.
Second, know when to stop. Set a firm deadline for everything you want to accomplish, then live with it.
Third, make a decision. Remind yourself that you can adapt as new information hits your radar.
Underlying this whole discussion is the law of diminishing returns. You reach a point where it's just not worth your time to do anymore.
How do you know when you've reached that point? Ask yourself, what material difference will it make if you press on?
If it's material, press on. If not, move on. It's a key to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.